A lot of our fears about the Ouija board come from the media industry, from movies and films that have portrayed it as an evil device that automatically invites demons in. I think that there were two major turning points in this. One was the Exorcist case. Mm-hmm. And in the history of that case, there really, it's very murky as to whether or not the boy actually used a Ouija board after his aunt died. She may have introduced it to him while she was alive, but the movie portrayed it as the avenue by which the central character in that case, the girl, became possessed. You know, it was Captain Howdy who showed up as the masquerader. And then in 1985, we had The Witch Board, which also was a major influential film involving teenagers, girls who get progressively persecuted and entrapped by spirits who come through the Ouija board. And these have had a very powerful impact on shaping people's opinions about what happens when a person uses this device. I think we have a real opportunity here tonight to show that that's not the case.
But in education, remember, Aleister Crowley, the previous first hour of the show's topic, used the Ouija board to bring up demons. His Karanazan, which was the demon of the abyss, was used because that supposedly kills the ego and allows people to ascend. That kind of joke mentality was part of his philosophy. And then he had his favorite demon, Kokomo. That was Aleister Crowley's pet demon. So, I mean, he really, this is true. This is all on the internet, folks. So my point here is that he actually represented one of the most disgustingly evil uses of the Ouija board and his just mentality of being a Satan worshiper and bringing up demons. But the point is, not everybody's going to do that. But his energy was so negative himself as a human being that what do you think you're going to get when you have an Aleister Crowley M.O., you know?
Now, Bruce, excuse me, If we've already heard from everyone that there is a real possible danger of encountering some dark forces that's out there, obviously, my feeling is, why would you, I think it's irresponsible to do something like this in the public venue when obviously there is a very good possibility you might be conjuring up or bringing up, not just for yourself, not just for us here, but out here across America, because you know as well as I do, there's a lot of interesting people out there, but there's a lot of cases that can handle this. And if something happens because of George doing this, and it's and we're not bothered by it, but something happens out in America because of this, I think it's totally irresponsible to do something that has at least the possibility of causing some problem.
Well, look, everything has the possibility of danger. The point here is that the protection technique I'm going to be doing is one example. The idea of empowerment. If you're just afraid, if you don't do anything you're afraid of, then the New World would have never been discovered by the Europeans because they could drown in the Atlantic Ocean.
I totally agree with you on that.
So you can't play defense. You've got to actually be empowered. I think the purpose of this, if we had a whole bunch of black magic practitioners in the room, believe me, I would agree with you, and I would be very, very, very much concerned about this experiment. But I think what we're trying to illustrate is the fact that you can use positive energy to counteract negative energy. What does a lower demonic or a lower astral feed upon? Fear. What do you think the Amityville Horror was trying to show and all the other examples of exorcisms when the various exorcists that have been on the show? They feed upon fear. So if you come across, and I'm not trying to pick on you, but if you come across with fear, if you're afraid of it, then you're just giving in to the whole mentality, and that's how they play their games. The only thing you can fear is fear itself, so to speak. So my point is that is to overcome it, be empowered, be protected, and show that nothing's going to happen, and therefore you win one of the big wars against these negative entities out there.
Yeah, but Bruce, what you're doing is you are communicating with another personality, another life form.
Why can't it be somebody's departed loved one? Why can't it be just a spirit guide or one's higher self?
Well, we just heard even from you. You said that there's a very good possibility that you may be talking to some dark entity.
No, I said was the energy in the room. I qualified it by saying that I've personally liked the energy in this room. So does Morningstar, my lovely wife and soulmate here, has also qualified that, and she's an empath. So my point is, because we have positive energy in this room, I'm not worried. If we had a whole bunch of black magic practitioners, that would be a different ballgame. Again, the positive energy determines what will happen. the lower astrals are not going to be on people with positive energy. They're going to be on people who are representing fear-based mentalities.
Well, there's a lot of people out there in America.
But the odd people out there aren't on the planchette.
We're going to be putting a lot of positive energy out there, and I think that this is an opportunity to ask the listeners to focus on the positive rather than negative,
right.
not to give in to fear-based thinking.
That's the whole point. Right?
If you automatically assume that if you're going to listen to a show about the Ouija board and bad things are going to happen to you, that's a projection, and that is a fear-based projection, and what we're trying to do is turn people's thinking around about this. This is not an automatic instrument that's going to create havoc just because it's being used or because you are tuning into a show about it.
See, education is really the key here. This is not just a little game or a little test or a little whatever. This is a way, at least I look upon this, as educating the public. That's why we're doing it. That's why we're broadcasting this. This is not just a little parlor game that we're trying to kill a few hours here. So educating the public, because right now the public does not know what's going on. They play with the Ouija board. They don't protect themselves. They watch Charmed episodes. I mean, you know, they don't know what they're doing. So here's a way of saying, I'm saying don't do it, folks. I'm saying, first of all, people should be protected, but secondly, the average person should not be doing this. They've got more hang-ups than a coat rack at a Hilton on a Friday night, and they don't need to have that experience. So here, we're trying to show them don't do it, and this is why, but at the same time, it can be done positively in the sense where people are protected, where nothing negative is going to happen. That's really my paradigm.
We tend to hear about the negative. People are very fast to jump on the negative. People don't call up and say, you know, they've used the Ouija board for 10 years and nothing bad happened. I've used it since childhood. And nothing bad has ever happened to me. I don't use it on a regular basis. I don't advocate it as a regular tool of spirit communication. But people do use it, and I try and tell people how to use it properly.
Well, I wrote a little bit about the Ouija board in my book, Protected by the Light, and I simply said something that I have not changed, and that is that I've never heard a good story. I've never heard somebody whose growth been empowered, whose financial fortunes have been made, whose relationships, they met their soulmates. I don't hear that. What I hear are the bad stories about broken relationships, about medical problems, about all kinds of business failures. So my point is, if people are looking for the Ouija board as a way of a get-rich-quick scheme, or think this is an example of The Secret, okay, it's not going to happen. So again, this is not a path for self-aggrandizement or materialistic or other forms of sociological improvement. This is something that should be done by professionals, and we're trying to educate people, but still showing that positive energy still defeats negative energy. That's the point. That's the theme.
Absolutely.
That's the paradigm here.
Yeah, but Bruce, you've just got to saying so many times that the possibility of people out here in the audience. We're talking to millions of people here, and there's a lot of cases out there
but
in radio land.
They're not playing the game. They're
no,
just
no,
listening
but,
to the
I know,
show.
But the point is that you're involving them right now in something which you yourself have agreed and everyone's agreed could very well be a dangerous thing.
If they were using the game themselves unprotected and there was negative energy behind their own personal lives, then I would agree with you. But they're just listening to a radio or a satellite.
Well, we don't know that they're just listening. Maybe they're involving themselves in the game while they're listening to us. Or maybe they're going to do it tomorrow. You know?
I've made the statement many times. I can't control what people do, nor do I intend to do that. I've said, don't do it, folks out there in radio land, okay? And it's that's simple as that. It's not real complicated. Now, if they want to do it and go against that advice, that's up to them. But what I'm saying is that there's reasons why they don't do it, because they're unprotected and they don't know what they're doing. They're just playing what they think is a game. Here, we can control. This is like a scientific experiment. We're controlling the variables here. Very different than what's going on out there. If people are out there with the Ouija board right now listening to the show, then this is like walking through a construction site without the head, you know, without the hard hat on. Don't do that, folks. That's the dumbest thing you can do. I mean, that is really just stupid, and I don't want them to do that. So we're trying to educate them what is the positive way of dealing with this versus what you can do to get yourself into trouble.
I think it's more important to give people the opportunity out there to see how it can be used in not only a neutral way but a constructive way, and to overcome this this fear idea that using the Ouija board is automatically going to have a negative impact on whoever is using it or whoever is even in the listening audience or the immediate area.